We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school volleyball. Riverside on Thursday night will play for the conference championship as they take on Trainer. It'll be at a neutral site in Avoca. Brooke Flathers, head coach for Riverside, joins me now. And coach, how'd you feel about your team here in the last couple of rounds of the conference tournament?
Good. I thought the girls have done a great job this week, just staying focused and ready to play when each set starts.
A nice win over Underwood on Tuesday night, a three-set sweep there against the Eagles, winning at 25-11, 25-15, 25-13. Sydney Summers had a big night. I mean, typically you spread everything around, but it was just, you know, I guess in the cards for her to get 15 kills in one night. What do you think of just how the offense went with Sydney kind of having a big night there?
Yeah, I thought our girls did a good job. I thought our pass was a little bit off on serve receive more than it usually is. Underwood served us really well. And so, you know, the outside option was open and our setters did a good job, you know, getting the ball up to target and letting our hitters swing.
How do you feel this team has evolved this season? You know, where like at the start of the year when you started with the Avoca tournament till now, how do you feel like this team has come along?
I think at the beginning of the year, they maybe surprised themselves a little bit. And so that confidence on the court is really showing now. And, you know, every day at practice, we've done, you know, little tweaks here and there and cleaning some stuff up along the way. And the girls have just really done a good job of taking care of the little things.
Yeah. I mean, and yet you've been tested at times. You've lost a couple of sets, but you haven't lost a match. I mean, how do you feel like they have been tested? I mean, I was there for the Tri-Center one, and they won that first set, and your girls just bounced back immediately. Do you think that they have faced adversity and dealt with that?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. You know, every game we're 0-0 and ready to play, and I don't think any team is going to show up and take it easy on us, and everybody's given us their best match and pushed us in different ways. And I thought even though last night was a sweep, I thought they pushed us on serve receive, and you know, we'll get better from that. And every match is a learning opportunity, win or lose. And it's nice to have been pushed to the, you know, at times that we have been, and you know, we're going to continue to see that as we, you know, try and make a run here in postseason. So
what about Trainer? What have you seen from them? I mean, you beat them back on October 9th and you swept them. They're been a solid volleyball team. They're going to be coming out again for you, try and give you their best. What are their keys? What's your scouting report say about them?
Yeah, they're a good team. You know, we just need to really take care of the ball on our side. And I think we'll have a good practice today. The girls will come in ready to compete, and tomorrow, you know, conference finals is always just a fun game. I personally like the WIC tournament. I think it's a good, you know, postseason feel right before you actually hit regional play. So we're just excited to play.
In terms of, has there been any player that you felt like might have been improved throughout this season?
I think they've all improved in their own ways. You know, it's funny because we'll work on stuff at practice and, you know, put them in uncomfortable positions. And then, you know, we see those things start to translate these last few weeks on the court. And yeah, it's just, it's really exciting. They're all such a great group of kids and have improved in their own ways and in things that some people might not notice. But I mean, the details and the little things is something that we care a lot about, and our kids have done a really good job. So it's so fun to see them perform like that.
How about the blocking side of things? Vivian Gross leads you with 58. Madison Kelly is at 48, but Lily Reed, 37. Big numbers. Sydney Summers, 28. Bentley Roan, 27. Just how do you feel about having a lot of options, just a lot of players who know how to play at the net and really turn defense into offense pretty quickly?
Yeah, our girls you know, net IQ has grown over the last few years, and I think we're seeing some results of that. We talk a lot about just being disciplined on defense and trusting that everybody's going to be where they're supposed to be and own your role in that moment and get ready for the ball.
So after Thursday, it'll be your last match before the playoffs. What will you do to get your team ready for the push into the postseason You get a bye in the first round. You are a number one seed, so everything has to come through Oakland. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, it's really great to, you know, host in the postseason, and Riverside's an amazing community that comes together and make sure we, you know, have all the workers and everybody ready for that. Hosting is, you know, super fun, but you have to, you know, make sure you have everything lined up. And so our community will rally around our girls, and our girls will dig in at practice, and we'll just continue to clean things up.
Yeah. So like, what things will you want to focus on the most to get the team ready for the push in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think just staying mentally engaged in practice, and, you know, when we have our little goals at practice, you know, they vary day to day, you know, similar things, similar overall concepts, but we might focus on a little thing here. And so just keeping them engaged and working on cleaning some of those things up offensively, defensively, serve, receive, serving, you know, we kind of try and tackle little bits and pieces of all of it.
Well, it'll be exciting as it comes along, and we'll be covering Riverside at the volleyball tournament starting on Wednesday the 22nd when you take on the winner of Southwest Valley or Underwood, and we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, Coach. In the meantime, best of luck on Thursday night against Trainer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brooke Flathers, head coach for Riverside Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.